Let's hear Rebbe say, just one small aura. Yesterday we were speaking about differences between Chametz v'Pesach, that it's potentially Hetera Bala, and Sha'ar Isurim, where for sure it's Isura Bala, and we noted that like the Shach has his Machlokas from Nachum Azariah, as to whether we treat Chametz as Hetera Bala or not. We noted also that the Shach holds within the sheet of Rabbi Nachum Azariah that even Chalav that goes in directly is going to be treated like a Tzisura Bala because Bizman Habliya, it has a Shem Chalav, as opposed to Nosar, where Bizman Habliya, it doesn't yet have a Shem Nosar. That's the way we tried to explain. It's interesting that when you go through the tour, so there is a discussion as to whether a keli that was b'leya b'kli rishon al gabe ha'esh, do you have to do hag'olah with kli rishon al gabe ha'esh? Now, the Torah over here has a machlokas on this nekuda. Again, in my Torah, it is found on page 73, Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalet, etc. There's a Ran in Shabbos, the Ran quotes from a Yerushalmi, that Min HaTayra, there's only Bishol on Kli Rishon Agai HaEsh. There's a Yerushalmi holds that there's a real difference between Kli Rishon Agai HaEsh and Kli Rishon Shelo Agai HaEsh. Now, in our dear beloved friend, the Shiras Hayom, so he notes that it's interesting that this opinion that there's a distinction between Kli Rishon Agabe HaEsh and Shelo Agabe HaEsh only makes it to the Torah in Kuf Chaf Aleph, but in Taf Nun Aleph of Eirech Hayim, that distinction is absent. And he raises the question as to why this would be true, and in footnote 1120, in the Sefer Shiras Hayam, not that I read the first 1119, but just the Mar Makam is in footnote 1120, the Shiras Hayam says that in Eirech Hayim we're talking about being magil a knife. And a knife, be'etzem, you don't really know that it was used on the Kli Rishon. You don't really know whether it was used in the way that there's Libun. You're just not really sure about how knives became treif, like we spoke about. You have the shawarma knife, that's mamash al gabi ha'esh. You have other knives. It's less clear how the knife became a problem. So over there, no one assumes that it became a problem with Kli Rishon al gabi ha'esh after machshir with al gabi ha'esh also. But in the situation where you know how it became usur, for example, we're not talking about a knife, we're talking about sha'ar kelim, so footnote 1120 suggests that is why we mentioned the opinion that if it became trif with Kli Rishon al gabe ha'esh, you also have to be matcher with Kli Rishon al gabe ha'esh. That's footnote 1120 in the Shiras Hayam. Now, ani lo meivin, because with Ha'ora, there's a much more simple distinction, which is what we were speaking about yesterday. That Tufnan Aleph is about Chametz. Chametz, ken zayin it is Hetera Bala. If it's entirely possible, that's Hetera Bala, so maybe that's why we are, that's why we never quote the opinion that if it was Kli Rishon al gabe ha'esh, that you also have to be machshir al gabe ha'esh. I really don't know why he doesn't give that distinction, but it seems to me that we have a very good source. We have a very good source about a very good reason to distinguish between al gabe ha'esh and not kimosha be'arnu. Good. That's the first nekuda we wanted to mention. Second nekuda. Second Kuda. In Kli Cheres, Gemara in Psachim, Daf Lamed, tells me Kli Cheres, Eino Yotze midei dofio la'olam. That a kli cheres that became treif, there's no way of being machshir kli cheres eino yotzim midei dofio la'olam. We mentioned that hachazara l'kivshonos will help because it's considered panim chadosh al spolikan. And yesterday we said over, just for Ike to chazer, the hashgafa behind it is that there's no aveira for which there's no tshuva possible. The tshuva of making yourself panim chadosh, making yourself an entirely different person, always helps. And that's the yisod of hachzara l'kivshonos b'kli cheres, even though kli cheres we mentioned from the Rav, the pshat is that it's b'leya b'kulay, in the sense of it changes your personality. Sometimes yitamu chata'im min ha'aretz, you can become engansin, a person who has a shame, bal avera, ba'al yedei panim chadoshos, you can really change yourself. That's the yisod that we spoke about with kli cheres. Now, the tour, in my tour, it's found on page 77. The tour quotes, "Kosav bal ha'itter, ilod mistafinim rabas mirab vasa, amina filu kli cheres, delav bas yoima, kema di isura di rabbonon, mag'ilo shalosh pa'amim vidayo." The tour quotes in the bal ha'itter that a kli cheres, once it's eino bas yomo, so hagolas gimel pa'amim will help. Apparently when the Gemara says a kli cheres eino yotze midei dofio la'olam, that's referring to a kli cheres that is bas yomo. If it's eino ben yomo, eino bas yomo, so then hagolas gimel pa'amim will help. The Baal HaEter tries to prove this from a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi at the end of Trumas writes that if you have a kedera that you cook truma in, so magila gimel pa'amim v'dayo. If you have a pot, presumably a kedera, stam kedera b'shas is kedera shocheres. I think that's true. Stam kedera is a kedera shocheres. So if you cook truma in the pot, you need hagala or magila gimel pa'amim v'dayo. Rabbi Ba asks, can you learn from this din le'inyan nevela also? And then the Yerushalmi says, no, you can't. You can't learn le'inyan nevela as well. It's true only b'truma. So then the Yerushalmi goes on. The Yerushalmi says, 1 second. What do you mean it's true only by truma? Truma is more chomer than other isurim because truma is b'misa as opposed to nevela, which is b'lav. So then the Gemara answers, well, we're not talking about regular truma, which is b'misa. We're talking about truma b'zman hazeh, which is in gansin d'rabbonon. Now, comes along the Baal HaEter, and he says, 1 second, you see from this, Yerushalmi, that when you have an iser, which is an iser d'rabbonon, so hag'olas gimel pa'amim will help. Because in our case, it's also midrabanan, because it's a keli she'eno ben yomo. It's only gezeira eno ben yomo, atu ben yomo. So agolas gimel pa'amim will help, according to the shita of the Baal HaEter. Rashba, in the Teres HaBayis Ha'aruch, page 37, page Lamed Zayin, the Rashba writes that perhaps you could learn the Yerushalmi that only an iser d'rabbanon she'ein lo ikar min ha'tayra do we assume that hagolas gimel pa'amim will help. Hagolah nekli cheres with an iser d'rabbanon she'ein lo ikar min ha'tayra, like the type of iser that's mentioned over there, truma, is considered an iser d'rabbanon she'ein lo ikar min ha'tayra. Right, the truma midrabanan, right, the chakira of extension versus creation. So the assumption that is being made is that the Yerushalmi is makel on the truma, because truma somehow is a lower level iser. It's an iser derabanan she'ein lo iker min hatayra. However, in the Bavli we have the case of Pinka de Imlach Babisra. You have a certain kli cheres that you used for melicha. So the kli cheres that's used for melicha, you have to break, Zach the Gemara. Why do you have to break? Damsha Molcho, Damsha Bishlo was only Midrabbanan. So Zuck the Rashba, perhaps the Pshat is, again, you should know I'm kind of doctoring over here in my read of the Beis Yosef, but I think it makes it better the way I'm saying it. Zuck the Rashba, oh, over there by the Dam, it's Yeshle Iker Min HaTayra. But by the Truma Midrabbanan, it's Einlo Iker Min HaTayra. And because it's Einlo Iker Min HaTayra, you could be make on the Kli Cheres with Hagalas Gimel Pa'amim. That is the opinion in the Rashba that it could be mako on Ein lo Iker min HaTorah. However, the Rashba himself doesn't really say this, no? Because the Rashba goes on and he says, one second, if you're going to tell me that there is a distinction between an Isid Rabbanan sheyesh lo min Iker min HaTorah and Isid Rabbanan sheein lo Iker min HaTorah. So the Yerushalmi should have said that. When the Yerushalmi asks the Kasha, can you derive from Truma the Inyan Nevela? So we should say, oh, there's a difference between Isid Rabbanan sheyesh lo, Isid Rabbanan sheein lo. Even Isid Rabbanan, if it's yesh lo Iker min HaTorah, you can't be Mago Gemel Pa'amim. The fact that Yerushalmi never says that, the Rashba sounds like, even an Isid Rabbanon sheyesh lo Iker min HaTorah, you could be Mekel on. The Torah's Habayis HaKatzer, however, right? Someone said, I think in Shichtman's sheets that he gave out for Havalon Yeridaya, he said that the Beis Yosef doesn't have the Torah's Habayis HaKatzer. It's absolutely not true. Over here, the Beis Yosef is calling the Katzer, and there's a few places, I know like three or four places already. And Beis Yosef quotes the Katzer. He usually quotes the Aruch, but over here, Beis Yosef was sensitive to the difference between the Aruch and the Katzer. And he says that maybe only by an Isid Rabbanan she'ein lo Iker min HaTorah can be made. So basically, there seems to be a contradiction between the bias, Torah's Habayis HaKatzer, Torah's Habayis HaAruch, as to whether a make on an Isid Rabbanan she'ein lo, whether a make on an Isid Rabbanan she'yesh lo Iker min HaTorah. The din of Gezerah Eino ben Yomo Atu ben Yomo is l'chor yesh lo Iker min HaTorah. Dam Shemolcho is yesh lo Iker min HaTorah. The case of Truma, for some reason, we assume is Ein lo Iker min HaTorah, because what? The Truma in Chutz La'aretz, or the Truma after Zman HaMikdash, Truma B'Zman HaZeh, is entirely Drabbanan, considered Ein lo Iker. This I don't understand. Halacha l'maisa, this issue comes up in Yerideya Kuf Yud Gimel Se'if Tes Zayin. There's a machlok seen the Rashba and the Ra'ah as to whether Bishol Akum asers the Kalim. Does Bishol Nachrim shrafe up your pot? No? The first opinion in the Mechaber is that it requires Hechsher. The Yesh Aimrim, the second opinion says that it doesn't require Hechsher, because let's be honest, if the whole Isser Bishol Nachrim is because you might marry the guy's daughter, you're not going to marry the guy's daughter because of the Geshmak of Blius in the pot. Right? That's not going to happen. Right? So therefore, Yesh Omrim, that you don't need any Hechsher. Then the Mechaber writes, Afilu ledivrei hamatzrichim Hechsher, if it's a Kli Cheres, Hagolas Gimel Pa'amim helps. Because this is an Isser She'ein Lo Iker Min HaTorah. So the Mechaber in Kuf Yud Gimel is paskening like this Shita, that by an Isser Rabban She'ein Lo Iker Min HaTorah, so then you could be Mekel. That's Halacha L'maisa, based on this Yerushalmi that makes it over here in the tour. Now, what this means, many poskim say, is that you could be mekel on a kli cheres with hagalas gimel pa'amim if it's a case of ein lo Iker min HaTorah. At Halacha L'maisa, for example, we spoke about how irui shenifsak hakiluach is only a chumra if you aser. No? Remember this? Remember how we spoke about how Iroi Shalom Nifsak HaKiluach could be its Mevashel, it's Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. And for sure it's going to be Osir Me'ikar HaDin, but Iroi Shalom Nifsak HaKiluach is only usher as a chumra. If it's only usher as a chumra, so for sure it is like an iser derabbanan she'ein lo ikar min hatayra, and therefore you could be mekel. No safakach, davar gush. Something became treifa, either davar gush, l'cha'ayra, you can be mekel, because it is only a chumra. Fundamentally, we hold like the Ramah that davar gush does not create a problem. Davar gush in the kli sheni, and therefore you can be make on kli cheres with hagolas gimel pa'amim, right? Kli cheres with hagolas gimel pa'amim in that situation. Something that's a kli that was used only in the kli sheni. The cha'orah, there's also room to be make on, because if I make on irish and nifsak, I should be make on the kli sheni as well. No? This l'cha'ora would be very significant grounds for leniency in cases of someone who, let's say, inherits a set of china, right, that has that was not used with kosher food, or was used with questionably kosher food. Right, this is not an uncommon case. L'cha'ora, to rely on this shita of hagalas gimel pa'amim, it's not a nutzoid shita. It's a shita that makes it to shulchan aruch in kufyud gimel seif tazayin al kapan bayi iser she'ein lai ikar min hatayra. And it would seem,
why would that not be ikar min hatayra?
It's not ikar min hatayra because it's only a chumra. No?
Davar
Gush is Ein Lo Ikar. You think Davar Gush is Yesh or Ikar Min HaTayra?
Yeah, so you're saying that inheriting a set of china is only a question of Davar Gush?
I mean, think, what's going to be the issue with this set of china? I'm trying to think. How could it become a problem? So the soup bowls could become a problem, generally with the ladle. Right?
Or if they pour over the soup.
You use the bowl to take the soup out. Again, so we saw that Ka'oros in the Ta'in Shulchan Aruch and Tafnun Aleph were choshish that Miya Tashmishos in the Kli Rishon. I don't think in our world people do that. Certainly with a fancy set of china, nobody in their right mind would stick it into... Am I wrong?
A fancy I did it last week.
With Wedgwood? With Wedgwood? No, you did it with Corel.
Sure.
Right? With Wedgwood and Corel are lo korav ze el ze.
But in the teacups, it can be irregular.
Kli, maybe a teacup. In other words, can sign that there's room to be made. You have to figure out the plate. What's the worst scenario of the plate? Davar gush, no? It's a chumra. If it's a chumra l'cha'ora, it is the same. No. But Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva based on the Chacham Tzvi that Yishun Yud Beis Chodesh will help together with Hagolas Gimel Pa'amim. I would contend that perhaps there is Makom L'chalek. Between. The cups, perhaps. Maybe you have to be choishish on the cups.
Maybe you would need Yishun Yud Beis Chodesh and Hagolas Gimel Pa'amim, or you couldn't do it at all.
But Moshe, I think, assumes that B'makom Hefsa, you need both. You need Yishun Yud Beis Chodesh and Hagolas Gimel Pa'amim. Yeah.
Even for the cups.
I don't think, if I remember, I didn't look at the Tshuva Nigris Moshe again. I don't think Moshe distinguishes between the parts of the china set.
Also, how often do people put soup in fancy china cups?
Now, I don't know cups, but bowls. You get a set of china. You have bowls and plates and cups.
Right. Hey. The cups, like, what are you putting in it? It's trick? Water? Coffee?
Maybe trick chicken soup. Maybe. I don't know.
I did it with my Corel, not my china.
Right. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out Rosenzweig's sphere over here.
Well, with the bowl, if you pour from the pot directly into the bowl, if you don't use a ladle, you skip the ladle. You don't use the bowl to go into it.
You think it's going to come with an Irish shalom nefsa kakeloach?
Yeah.
That people pick up the bowl and they pour it straight, pick up the pot and they pour it straight into the bowl.
Well, when it's that hot?
How many people is it?
Normal.
The only time you would do that is if you only do that at the end of the meal.
The pot of soup.
When everything is ready cool, is ready to cool down. And to get the last few, I think the last few things up. At that point,
if
the soup is ready to
warm. A lot of soup. And you have a small pot.
There's no.
It's a small pot, and you don't have a lot of soup.
I don't know. Now, I should know that this whole din only applies once the keli is eino ben yomo, but it's going to be eino ben yomo. Yeah. And it seems to me, okay, I don't know, maybe I'm a reform rabbi, but it seems to me that there is makom lahakel on this question. Kafner lafiyani estaiti. Okay, that is something that we wanted to discuss. Remember, the din is that kli cheres psachim daf lamed is eno yotzei midel dofio la'olam. Even if I want to use a kli cheres al yedei, if I want to use a kli cheres, let's say al yedei. If I use a kli cheres ayde chamin, it's going to be usur no matter what. No? The Rashba writes, kli cheres is in the ultim day dof yola olam. Hagola would not help at all on the kli cheres. Hagola doesn't help on the kli cheres. Similarly, any keli that requires libun, the hagola does not help at all. That's what the Rashba writes. And that makes it to Shulchan Aruch over here in Kaf Kaf Aleph. So if, hey, if you're magal a keli that requires libun, you're not allowed to use it b'chamen. The Taz explains that even though Hag'ola will draw out some of the Bliyas Ha'isser, nonetheless, since it was Boleya to a certain depth based on the libun, so you have to be worried that the next time you pour hot water into it, some of the treifus will come out again. I have a keli that requires libun. It was used al-yedei ha'esh. That means that the bliya is deeper in that keli. If the bliya is deeper in the keli, so I have to be worried that that bliya will come out. And even though I did Hagala on the keli one time, I have to be choshesh that time two that I pour hot water into the keli, the bliya that was deeper down, we don't assume that the Hagala got, that Hagala time one got out all the stuff that could possibly come out Eidei Chamin. We're choshesh that more stuff will come out again. So therefore, a keli that requires libun, Hagala will not help at all. Right? The whole Makar HaDavar is on the fact that Kli Cheres, and in the Yotzim Yidei Dofio La'olam, we don't say that I could do Hagol on the Kli Cheres. And therefore, whatever would have come out Ayidei Hagolah came out already. I don't say that. They say, in the Yotzim Yidei Dofio La'olam, the Bliya went Pekulo, and therefore it won't come out. That's the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Originally, when I read this in, I thought maybe this is a raya to the Taz that Ayidei Iruyos Harbei. Maybe the Bliya goes deeper. I don't think that's the pshat at all. I think we're choshesh that the Isser will come out on time two. Even though we assume that keli that requires libun, you can't use for chamin, but you are allowed to use the keli for tzoni. And the Rama writes, you're only allowed to use it for tzonim ba'akroi ba'alma. These are dinim that we encountered already in Sadi Aleph. You're allowed to use it for tzonim ba'akroi ba'alma. But if there's a chash that you use the keli for chamin, for example, if you have a becher that sometimes you use for hot stuff, does that make any sense? Not in my world. But the Rama says, if you have a becher that's sometimes used for hot stuff, so therefore you have to do real hagola on it. And hu hadin the shachet, if you have a becher that maybe you left treif in there for 24 hours, so it got treif ayyadei kavosh, so in that case, you're not supposed to even if you have a keli that the goy only used bitzonin, if there's a concern that maybe they used it b'chamin one time, or there's a concern that maybe they left the iser in it for long enough that it became a din of kavush, so then you have to be magil. What that really means is that the Ramah over here is telling me that we're choshish for the miyot tashmishal. There's a din tafnan aleph se'if vav about whether we're machshir kalim based on rov tashmishal or not. The mechaber says kol keli holchem bo achar rov tashmishal. Therefore, the ka'ara that we spoke about earlier, you have to do. Therefore, the ka'ara you do not have to do hag'ala on. Eroi suffices. The Ramah says that rechoshesh for miyot tashmishal. That's what the Ramah writes in Hilchos Pesach Tafnun Alaf Se'if Vav, and the Ramah over here is saying the same thing. That rechoshesh for miyot tashmishal, and therefore if the guy used the keli mostly b'tzonin, but he may have used it one time b'chamin, so you have to be choshesh. Now that means even may have used it. The Shach points out in Os Tesva from the Isser Vehetzi, even if it's a suffik that they may have used it b'chamin, still we require hag'ala. Yeah, Mr. Jakey.
Isn't that against the Shah, or isn't the Shah against this, that we just referenced in Taliyah? Because he says even if it was used b'chamin,
so the Shah says that, again, if I'm using the keli b'tzonin b'akroi b'alma, even if the guy used it b'chamin, I'm allowed to do that b'akroi b'alma. There's no concern I'm going to use it again and again. The Shach says even if you just wipe it off completely, it's going to be okay. Over here we're saying that with chatzchila, I'm not supposed to do that. I'm only mekel b'akroi b'alma. I'm only mekel, right, in an unusual b'diyevin b'akroi b'alma. But l'chatzchila, I should be machshiret even in a situation that only the miyot tashmisho was becham, and you're supposed to be machshir
at the hagala.
What? That's
only the
bikvias,
what he said at the end.
Either bikvias or lechatzchila, if I get the keli, I should be machshir, right? That whole din in Sadi Aleph is like, we spoke about your traveling. That's like the bidiyavid case. Lechatzchila, you should certainly do hechshir. This leads to the Ramah saying that tables and shulchanos that you buy from a guy, the minig is that you do hag'ala shema nishbichu aleihen chamen. That halacha is found also in Tafnun Aleph Se'if Chaf. And I have two shverkites. One, even the mechaber who says we do not follow miyut tashmisho, that we only follow rov tashmisho, in Tafnun Aleph Se'if Chaf, the mechaber says that you should kasher the Shulchanos are you the Iroi? No? Shulchanos are tables, Shematzni ben Ochl and Kol HaShona, Rigilum Laros Aleihem Roitzin, Lefisha Lefa'amim, Nishbach Marach Min HaKaderos Letochan. Now, I don't know if it's really a steer on the Mechaber. I think the Mechaber, for some reason, is codifying a minhag, no? The Mechaber says, Rigilin Laros Aleihem Roitzin. But I do think that there is a point that's worth noting within the Ramah. The Ramah over here, and this is noted in the Chalkas bin Yamin footnote or Tziyunim Kuftas Zayin. The Ramah over here says that the Tevos and the Shulchanos nohagim lahagil. He does not say that you do it al yidei iroi. He says that you do real hag'ala on your table. Okay, this is an unbelievable chumrah. Take a bathtub, boil it, take your dining room table, stick it in, and when your wife finds out that you did it, run. Right?
Should
yes.
We assume that, like, just because that's just very practical, that if you meant Eroi, you would have said Eroi. We assume that, like, very clearly. You mean, like, something in Shulchanos?
So, I don't know. The Mishnah Brura quotes on the Maharivayal that you're supposed to be machshir your table ayadei an even meluban, right? That's what Mishnah Berurah quotes in Tafnun Aleph Se'if Chaf. The Ramah over here would sound that way, because the Ramah just says, Lahag il, and the Ramah over here is quoting the Sefer Isser V'Heter Ha'aruch. The Isser V'Heter Ha'aruch in Klal Nunches, Se'ifim Samach Tesen Ayin. The Isser V'Heter Ha'aruch says that you should be Mag il the Shulchan. You get an impression, the Kli Rishon. And the Darkei Moshe quotes this over here in Os Zayin. But you get the impression, though, from the Isser V'Heter, the way the Darkei Moshe is quoting it, that he's coming at a different angle. Let me explain. The Mishnah Brura in Tafnun Aleph quotes in the Marivayo that I have to do Biyo Hag'olah my Shulchan because of the Moshash of Dover Gush. And sometimes I'm going to put a hat Lakshin Kugel on my table, and therefore it was Baileya Ayidea Kliyishin. No? The Isser V'Heter Ha'aruch sounds like that we are Choshesh Lahachmir, like the opinions that Iri is Mamish a Kli Rishon. I'm Choshesh Lachatchila that the Bliya Ayidea Iri is Ki'ilu was a Bliya Mamish Ayidea. Right? It's Ki'ilu, it was Mamish in the Kli Rishon. And remember, we have a Machlokes Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam, where the Iri is Mevashel. We have a Steve in the Rabbeinu Tams, whether the Iri can possibly go Bekulo. Am Choshesh says the Isser V'Heter, that the Iri made the table go Biboleya Bekulo. And Am Choshesh that Hechsher Al Yedei Iri might not help, because maybe Iri only goes Kedei Klipa. Super duper Chumra man! I think this is what Isser V'Heter is saying. At least the Isser V'Heter is understood by the Darkei Moshe in Se'if Katan Zayin. The Isser V'Heter Ha'aruch, Nir Levi in the Azdaiti, is saying something very different than the Mishnah Brura B'Shem the Maharivayim. The Isser V'Heter Ha'aruch is saying that I'm choshish both ways. I'm choshish that the table was B'Leia V'Kulai, not Al Yedei B'Kugel. It never says Hat Kugel in the Isser V'Heter Ha'aruch, despite the fact that the Isser V'Heter is an opinion who's choshish for Dover Gush, but we know that the Isser V'Heter sounds like the din of Dover Gush is only a din of B'Leia. He doesn't say, okay, whatever, he doesn't really say it in the Bishul. I don't know how much that would matter. But the Isser V'Heter does not say anything about Dover Gush. The Isser V'Heter says that maybe the Iroi made the table be Bileya Bekulai, and maybe being Machsher in Ayyadei Iroi won't help. Even though Hasvara no Senes, I should say Maman of Shach. No? Hasvara no Senes, that if the Iroi went Bekulai, shouldn't it help for Hechsher? Lav Dafka, is that Maman of Shach a usable thing, according to the Isser V'Heter Ha'aruch? What? L'chatchila, I'm not going to rely on the Maman of Shach. L'chatchila, I should be Machsher my table. Right? Afiru keli shemishdam shembo rakal yedei iroi nayhagin lahag o bekli rishon. V'lochein teves v'shulchanos d'chay shinon shamanish b'achalein roschin lo dayi b'iroi el melabnim b'avonim. U'meinichan aleihem b'shulchan aleihem haroschin. Right? What is the hesber of this Isser V'Heter? I get the impression from reading the Darkei Moshe that he's saying like a wild and crazy idea. No? That I'm not going to apply a Maman of Shach. And Daf min git ibrit rachin farvos. Right? You have to think over very well why that would be true. I don't know. I don't know why it would be true. Okay. We'll have to talk about Kosos and the Shach and Sifkat and Tesazayin and what they call Shtelling. We'll have to talk about that next time in Mirz Hashem tomorrow. And I also want to talk tomorrow about the din of Cham B'Miktsaso, Cham B'Kulo, and its application to Hechsher Kalim. These gentlemen are Geshmak HaSukkot. Okay, have a wonderful and blessed day.